Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, and this is where we create world-class engineering teams. Our subject today is the infatuation in ingenuity. If you check my LinkedIn profile, which, by the way, we'll be happy to connect to every one of you, just let me know, you'll see that my cover photo is me giving a talk, I think I was in Stockholm, and behind me there's this big slide saying, be boring. And that might sound a bit weird, but as I see more and more companies, I see that we are not being boring enough where we should be. Innovation is, of course, critical. It is the only way to achieve success in every company that's truly a startup, that's truly trying to do something that's novel, that has not been done before. And if you ever stop innovating, you are likely degenerating. I wholeheartedly believe that. So don't understand that the takeaway I have here in this episode for you is you should be doing nothing and just soldiering on doing whatever you're used to doing. That's not the point. The point is that we might be using our cleverness exactly where we shouldn't because it's easier, because it seems fun, and yet it does not have enough of a return on investment to make that cleverness come into fruition. For example, I was working with this CEO and he was determined to come up with this organizational structure I have never seen before. I'm not saying I haven't seen it work anywhere. I simply have not even seen it, witnessed it, heard about it from anyone. And it's not as if he was saying, no, I saw it. He had in his mind's eye this perfect way of running an engineering organization, and he wanted to do things like that. And I was looking at it, and you know, my toolset, whenever I have this kind of situation in front of me, is very, very simple. I put on my critical thinking hat, and I start doing Socratic questioning to see what's at the root of this. Why are we even considering this thing? Does it have any merit? If it does, I'm all aboard. But we have to understand, where is this coming from? And after a few minutes of discussing and questioning and helping him understand what he was talking about, it was eventually clear to everyone present that this simply seemed to the CEO as a good idea. But he came to it not after having exhausted the more standard ways of doing things, and he simply had a passion of trying this thing out. And frankly, if everything else in your company is going well, I might be aboard doing something like that to try something as an experiment. Someone has to innovate. But if you have more critical parts of your business that require your ingenuity, put them to use over there. So to finish my example, in this specific scenario, it just simply did not make any sense to come up with a novel organizational structure that we had no proof has ever worked anywhere simply because the CEO thought that was a good idea. We could have spent the effort, the cognitive mind cycles, and everyone's motivation towards something that was more pressing and clearly more valuable, because it was not as if by doing this specific organizational structure, had it even worked, the company would have reached any breakthrough that is not possible with other more conservative structures. Having understood that, we all agreed to shelve that specific way of doing things and put our minds on solving different and more important problems. Another example would be if you ever end up creating an API, say if you're a B2B company, if you have some sort of an SDK, and this is where I'm always saying my be boring mantra. Think of your users. It's especially easy when the user is a fellow engineer. Think of that engineer. She has her deadline to integrate with whatever service you've got. She might have a bunch of options, she might not. And yet, I assure you that she probably does not look forward to being forced to learn something new solely in order to complete this specific task. And so when I'm helping companies who develop these SDKs and APIs, some of them say, no, we are only going to have GraphQL, for example. And in some scenarios, that might make sense. But in the vast majority of situations, the preponderance of your clients are not likely to already have a ready-made GraphQL stack that they can use in order to consume your API. And so if you are forcing them to go through all of these loops to learn how to use your own specific way of doing things, merely to have something that they can use to integrate, is just exactly the wrong place for you to innovate. No one is looking for innovation over there. How about innovating in the product itself? How about having an API that's so magical that it solves my problems within minutes? That is so straightforward to integrate with because you found a clever way of connecting every error I'm getting to something in your documentation or to a use case in the sandbox that allows me to test it. I don't know what, but I assure you, those are better uses of your time and your client's time. And so, to tie all of this up, sometimes we need to be boring. Sometimes our infatuation and ingenuity is making us put efforts where we shouldn't. And that might help your ego. It might be material for a nice tweet or an article from your company's engineering blog to put on Hacker News. But that is not the way to sustainably innovate, create novelty, and change your business in a way that drives impact, in a way that provides your customers with value. And at the end of the day, those are the only things that count. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. As always, if you have any questions or comments, my email is always in the show notes. If you haven't yet, I implore you, subscribe to the Change Catalyst. It's the best online newsletter for tech execs, and the link is in the show notes as well. I'm wishing you a stellar 2021. Together, we can make it a really good one. If you're right now in road mapping and thinking mode, my next quarter is filling up. If you want to talk about ways to make that roadmap a success, reach out. Thank you, and talk soon.